Hello and welcome to the Empowered by Claudia podcast, where we explore all things self-improvement and you will discover tools, tips and tricks to empower you to transform your life. I'm Claudia, your host, a nurse, empowerment coach, fear of success instructor and your mentor on your self-development journey. I knew firsthand how confusing and overwhelming this journey can be, so I created this podcast to support you so you don't feel alone. Hello and welcome to the Empowered by Claudia podcast. Today I'm going to share with you a helpful formula that I have been using in order to really change the way that I respond to events that have been happening in my life. Last week was a really tough week for me, and I did have to take a bit of time to really reset. And I'm not gonna lie, it's really hard. I think when you are an empath, it is really easy to take on others' emotions and actually neglect your own well-being. And I had to really kind of take a step back and go, okay, I need to just take a minute, because actually I'm not okay. And that takes a lot, because I want to help people, but actually I've got to be in the right place. Did this leadership training last year at work, called Leo. It's leading an empowered organization, and it's like, before you do anything, your heart must be at peace. And it's the same with coaching or any sort of support of other people, is that you have to be in the right place, otherwise you are not going to deliver the best possible session with your client. You're not going to have the clear headspace. So thankfully I am feeling a lot better this week. I deliberately took a bit of time for myself and just really focused on self-care, and I also did my gratitude practice like I was talking about last week. Even on those days where it feels there isn't anything to be grateful for, like even if you're just like, oh, I'm grateful for my pen, you know, it can be a stretch like that because it does make a difference. And I was doing my physio exercises and all of that, just little things just really helped. Obviously the nicer weather has also helped. And I did declutter like 7 bags full of clothes and pop them in the charity clothes recycling bin, because I swapped over my winter and summer wardrobes. And when I was putting the winter stuff away, I was like, did I wear this? Do I really want it? And I was like, no. And I was clearly in a ruthless mood. And then when I was unpacking the summer bits, I was like, actually, I didn't wear that last summer or the summer before. So let's get rid. This is definitely like pre-children clothes. So that felt really satisfying, actually, just driving. And I didn't do it because normally I sort stuff out and then 3 months later, they're still somewhere in the house. I was like, no, this is not happening. They're going straight in the boot. And I drove straight to the recycling bin that thankfully it wasn't full, so I could put all the bags in. And it just felt like such a relief. I was like, this is amazing. I mean, now I need to go and buy some shorts, but that's another matter. Yes, I have a question for you. So for any of those knowledgeable people out there, I have a bit of an issue. Harry, who's 5, really, really does not like sun cream. Now, every time he even sees that I'm going near a sun cream bottle, he runs around. So then I have to run after him to try and chase him, and then attack him with sun cream. And he doesn't like it because it gets in his eyes when he's sweaty. And, you know, from running around, playing, etc. And I just wondered if anyone's got any tips. How on earth do you get sun cream on a reluctant 5-year-old? He needs to wear the sun cream. That's not an option not to wear it. But yeah, so any tips, please, please send me a message. Send me a DM on Instagram. I'm at Claudia_Sabina_wellness. Right. Going back into the episode. So I was wondering what I was going to talk about today. And I was like, I've made a commitment to myself to show up every week. And I haven't got any pre-recorded guest interviews or anything to fall back on. I was like, okay, what are we going to talk about? And so I absolutely love just giving myself some silence. Ed's gone and taken Evie out for the day. And I was like, right, okay, let's just go through some ideas. And actually, I've come up with a really good idea for a masterclass. So I'll share those details as soon as I've finalised everything. So please join my mailing list or follow me on Instagram and I will send all the details over. But yeah, the second one is what I'm going to talk about today. So we have this formula called E plus R equals O. Now, E stands for event, R stands for response, and O stands for outcome. And basically, we can't control the events that happen around us. That is not within our gift. But we can control our response. And our response directly influences the outcome of that event. When I learnt this, I was like, that is so simple but so powerful. And it makes sense. Because, you know, the event could be that your boss has put a meeting in your calendar, says they want to meet with you. So you could think, oh God, they're going to fire me. They're going to tell me I'm rubbish. They're going to do this. And then you will spend the next however many days before the meeting stressing, getting really worried, not sleeping. And then you're going to come in with that kind of defensive response rather than actually coming in and go with an open mind and thinking, oh, maybe they're actually going to sing my praises. I found it that it just really explained everything really clearly to me. And it gives you that control back. You are in charge of the way you respond to things. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I know sometimes I don't respond in the right way. But actually knowing that I have the power to change the outcome with how I respond to things and how I let it affect me gives me back some control. We can't control a lot of things in life. And you may have heard of the circle of control, or the circle of influence, sometimes it's called. And it is basically, what things can I directly influence? And anything that you can't directly influence, you just need to make peace with that and think about how you can respond differently, because actually it's not within your gift to change that. But a lot of things are. A lot of things really are. And sometimes we're so wrapped up in our heads worrying about what something that might be going to happen, and actually it doesn't happen that way, but we've just wasted days, weeks of our lives stressing about this thing. And actually, if it does happen for what you feared, how is stressing during that time going to help you cope with the outcome? Because I bet you're going to feel absolutely drained and exhausted, rather than having a relatively fresh mind to troubleshoot and think, okay, so what can I do now? So E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. I just want you to think about that as you go about your day. It could be that you go out for breakfast and your flatmate's finished off the bread. So you could get really angry, you could go and wake them up and go, why didn't you replace the bread? Why did you use the last slice? But then that's just going to get both of you grumpy, and it doesn't change the outcome, which is that there is no bread for breakfast. So actually, you need to do something else. You could instead go, okay, there's no bread for breakfast, but actually instead, I'm going to go and get some bread, and I'm going to enjoy that walk to the shop, get some steps in, get some fresh air, maybe some sunshine if we're lucky. And that will start your day off much better than starting your day feeling angry and annoyed that the other person has finished the bread and not replaced it. And I've definitely mentioned this before, is having generosity of spirit. I learned this from Brené Brown and her Anatomy of Trust. And it is not assuming that the other person has deliberately done whatever has happened. Giving the benefit of the doubt. For example, you could have been driving somewhere and next thing you know, the car behind you has bumped into your car. Now you can, so this is the event, the car accident has happened. You can get out of the car with the attitude of, oh my God, why have you done that? My day is ruined. Like, this is a nightmare. It's going to cost so much money to fix. And yeah, this is just the worst thing. This is the worst day. And it's likely that the other person is going to pick up on that from your body language, from the way that you're speaking, and it can then add friction into that, more friction. That person is probably mortified that they've done that, really upset and worried. But if they sense that it's going to be difficult, that can then escalate the situation and then influence the outcome. Whereas if you get out of the car, take a breath and check, is anyone hurt? Okay, what's the damage? And with a cool head, just go, okay, this has happened. There is nothing that you can do to change that event. We do not have time machines. We cannot go back. What we can control is how we respond to them. And so I'm just asking you to consider that when you respond to something that's happened, give the other person the benefit of the doubt. Take a pause and take a breath before responding. This allows your logical brain to take over instead of the chimp brain to respond. So our chimp brain is our survival brain that does all our reflexes and is literally like, I'm going to protect you and I will fight to the death to protect myself and keep myself alive. Whereas logical brain takes a couple of seconds to kick in, where you can literally rationalise and go, okay, nobody's hurt, it's a little scratch, and actually let's just exchange details, but I don't think this is going to go any further. You know, and it just helps you rationalise the situation and actually engage the right parts of your brain rather than making a reflex decision in a way that could negatively impact the outcome. So, event plus response equals outcome. You get to control your response. You get to pick how long it takes you to respond, whether you take a breath before responding, whether you give someone the benefit of the doubt. That is all within your gift. There are so many things in our life that are beyond our circle of control or influence, but we get to control how we respond. I found this so empowering, having been controlled for so many years, actually, that I got to decide how I responded, what impact that other person was having on me. And it's that, you know, there's that saying about if you harbour a grudge, the only person it's going to hurt is you. And I think that's very true, because oftentimes the other person doesn't realise all the feelings that you're feeling, like whether you're stressing about an upcoming meeting or something that's happened. The only person that really knows that the extent to which you're suffering is yourself. It's the only person that's being harmed by this. So, yeah, in summary, you get to control the response. Event plus response equals outcome. I will have those details for this masterclass that I came up with today, finalised before next week, and I will announce them in next week's episode and all the details. But if you want to be the first to find out, please do sign up to my mailing list. The link will be in the show notes, or you can go onto my website, www.claudiaspinawellness.com. And I hope you have a good week. Remember to take some time just to really give yourself a moment to breathe. It can be really heavy. There's so much going on. We are juggling so much in our lives that actually just try and carve out those few seconds by yourself just to just recenter and ground yourself so that we can move forward in the best possible way. Event plus response equals outcome. I know it was only a short one this week, but I think it was really, I'm hoping this really resonates with you. Take care. Bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Empowered by Claudia podcast with me, Claudia, from ClaudiaSabinaWellness.com. If you're ready to transform your life, then get in touch for more information on how I can support you. All of my links of how to contact me are in the show notes or at my website, www.ClaudiaSabinaWellness.com. Thank you.